Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Vayishlach, and prepare for the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah, which we hope will be a time of great aura for all of Klal Yisrael. In this week's Parsha, we find in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chavav, after it lists the children of Yaakov Avinu, the Pasuk says, Eile b'nei Yaakov eshiulad loy b'sadan aram. These are the children of Yaakov that were born to him in Padan Aram. A pell of this pasuk. What are you talking about? Binyamin was not born in Padan Aram. Binyamin was born in Eretz Yisrael. Rachel rather died in childbirth. We know where Rachel was buried. What do you mean, Ashiulah Leib of Padan Aram? It's a double pella. What does it mean, Ashiulah Leib of Padan Aram? Must be some of the Farshim talk about a Vesachnish. But I did see in Time of the Cross, Chaim Kanievsky writes, that it seems that the Torah considers that Ashula b'Padan Aram because she was expecting him. She became pregnant with him in Padan Aram. Chaim Kanievsky is masking that it doesn't fit with all the Chazals to say that that's what happened. But nevertheless, it's a pshat if we can understand that from his birth, from when they left Padan Aram until his birth was 9 months or less, then it makes sense, Ashiur Leib Padan Aram. So this is a pshat in the pasuk, but it's more than a pshat in the pasuk. If we go with such a pshat, we have a makar for a mechudishtik idea that's brought in the pasuk. What is that? Normally, I would understand a person is alive from the time he's born, and the rest of the time he's not considered to be a separate person. There is a Lashon and Chazal that Uber Yerech Imayhu, Uber is a piece of the mother, but it's a Safik Lahalacha, we even paskin that way. Yet, we do find in Halacha, certain Halachas, for a baby, where Hirasei Shalai Bikdusha, Vleidasei Bikdusha, where the mother became pregnant still as a non-Jew, and birth was as a Jew. We do find different Halachas. The language that the Rashi Yeshiva use in the case of such a person is a language of Yichas Yisrael, B'li Kedushas Yisrael. The idea that when a baby is, when the pregnancy begins as a non-Jew, the baby needs Geiris. He's missing Kedushas Yisrael. But since he's born to a Jewish mother, he has Yichas Yisrael. He has Dinim of Yichus Yisrael. You're going to say, what's a nafkamina? One nafkamina is that he's related to his mother. Even if the geirus takes place later, if the mother is Megayer too, and that's what it means, Leidasa Bekdusha, the mother was Megayer, even though the child's geirus is not complete until the bris milah, but he's related to his mother. Not only that, if twins are born, Chazal say that the twins are related to each other, but they need geirus. That's a riddle. How could you have somebody who's born and needs Geiris, needs a bris milah for Geiris, and yet is related to his brother? If twins are born, and they have to have bris milah to complete their Geiris. Nevertheless, they're related to each other. How could that be? The answer is that the person has Yichus Yisrael. The person is born to a Jewish mother. The mother is his mother. The brother is his brother. He's missing Kedushas Yisrael because the pregnancy began in Chutzlar. It's its beginning from the pregnancy that the Kedushas Havlad begins. This is a concept we find in Chazal, and this would be a nice source for it, or at least an asnachta for it, that it says that Binyamin was born in Padan Aram. He was born in Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't born in Padan Aram. But we see that Lagabi the Kedushas Havlad, the fact that the pregnancy began in Chutz La'aretz, it's still missing something in the full Kedusha of somebody that has Hirasai B'Kedusha, that the pregnancy began in Eretz Yisrael, and delayed in Eretz Yisrael, perhaps this is a remez or an asmachta for that concept. So much for this Devar Halacha and the remez that comes here from the pasuk. I'd like to share with you a Davar Klali, little touch into an understanding of saying the Tefillas Apayim. As you know, by Tachton, the main point of Tachton is when we fall on our arm and say Tachnun. The minig of Ashkenazim is to say the sixth parak of Tehillim. The minig of Sfardim is to say the 25th parak of Tehillim when they say Nefilas Apayim. But one minig is the same. And that is that before we start, we say, Rachon v'chanun chatosi lefanecha, Hashem alei rachamim, rachim alei v'kabel tachnunai. That's not a pasuk anyway. It's a memor chazal, a tchina, that goes back. It goes back a very long time. Rabbeinu Chananel, Derech Agav, and Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Chavdal Amid Beis, mentions that we say Rachon v'chanun when we do Nefilas Apayim. So this must be a very yesodistic sentence that we say. And I think that maybe we skip over it too callously. We should try to understand what is this Rachon v'chanun that we say. Api Zayar, a person has to say vidui between Shmoneh Esrei and Nefilas Apayim. That's the source of the minig of Nusach Sfard to say Ashamnu Bagadnu before we say Nefilas Apayim. That's based on Pizayar to say vidui before Nefilas Apayim. In one of the earliest Siddurim, in the Siddur of Reb Shapsi, which was a Talmud of the Lavush, who wrote one of the earliest, he says that the Rachon v'chanun chatosi is based on desire. It's a type of a vidui that we say. Rachon v'chanun fanecha as agdama for nefilas apayim. Dimin v'davin nusach Ashkenaz, it's a type of a vidui. This is what it says there, and this idea of the vidui is a significant one. Abakash. One of the rules of Vida is we say it only standing. In Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Hilchos Yom Kippur rather, it says when you say Vida, you shouldn't even be leaning on something if you're leaning it fully on something. Vida has to be said Mu'umad. We all stand when we say the Al-Chet. It's supposed to be said standing. Yet, in that Rabbeinu Chananel who introduces Rachon v'chanun, he says that it's said b'nefila. Why is it said b'nefila? It's a Shver Kasha. The Makar Chaim of the Chavis Yoyer and Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sivav, he asked this kasha. Why is it said b'nefila? So it's something that really needs a satisfactory explanation to really have a good understanding of it. Perhaps, if we understand the Nefilas Apayim and appreciate it better, we would understand it. I'd like to explain as follows. The Radak in Perek Vav of Tehillim, on this kapitel, says that David wrote Tehillim in general, and he's writing about what we say about Nefilas Apayim. He's saying that it was said, written by David, to be said by any individual about himself. David wrote the language about himself. He said it regarding his feelings. And it starts on Maseach Ben Ginnis, Al Shminis, Mizmor L'David. That's how Perek Vav starts. When we say Nefilas Apayim, we leave that out. Why do we leave out the first pasuk? When we say, Mizmor L'David, Yachah Hashem B'yayim Tzara, we say, Lam Maseach Mizmor L'David. Why over here shouldn't we start the whole kapitel? But Emesis, the Radak says that that's supposed to be said as a personal tefillah. David wrote it, that anybody could say it as his own tefillah. When you say Nefilas Apayim, you're supposed to say it as your own personal bakasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not as David's Tehillim. I once said publicly that you're allowed to add personal bakashas into Nefilas Apayim. People were very surprised. Can you add your own personal bakashas in Nefilas Apayim? The Torah's language is Neiflin Sibur Al Paneim, Mevakshim Rachmim, V'shoyo Kol Echad Bakasha Asai. It's amazing. The Ikra Nefilas Apayim is that it should be a personal tefillah. It should be said, Kol Echad Bakasha Asai, every person his own lashon. And therefore, Nefilas Apayim is a personal tefillah. It's not a tefillah HaTzibur. Shmoneh is a tefillah HaTzibur. Nefilas Apayim is a tefillah of an individual. And it's no surprise that is a personal tefillah. It's said in Nefilas Apayim, it's said in a very private way, and in a way that underscores the privacy of it. And therefore, we really have to double down on the opportunity. Shmoneh Esrei is long. Very often, challenge to have kavana. Very often, all the time, it's a challenge to have kavana. When the tefillah sapayim is short, it's a very short tefillah. It should be easier for a person to be able to have kavana in the tefillah sapayim. You want to make personal bakashas. It's a good person to make, a good place to make personal bakashas. And that idea, that chashivas hadavar, the chashivas ha'inyin, of a person being able to say his own tefillah in a tefillah that's makubal bezus Hashem by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that tremendous opportunity. Don't miss the opportunity by nefilas sapayim. If you have a shul where they don't say tachlon by mincha, or someplace chas v'shalom, they skip it carelessly by shachris, you're missing an opportunity. Chaparayim. It's a chashiv tefillah, a tefillah that will be answered. And so, two significant thoughts. One's a halachic thought regarding harasa b'kdusha. Harasa shalai b'kdusha, or leidasa b'kdusha. Literally means somebody whose pregnancy was as a non-Jew and birth as a Jew. And a second thought regarding the chashivas of nefilas hapayim, let's use it. Let's understand it. Let's make the most of it. Hatzlacha gedayla. A good Shabbos to one and all.